नामो जीवे तो जावता जीवस्य तत्त्व जिज्ञासा नार्थो यश्चेह कर्मभि कामस्य नेन्द्रिय प्रीति लाभो जीवेत यावता जीवस्य तत्त्व जिज्ञासा नार्थो यश्चेह कर्मभि कामस्य नेन्द्रिय प्रीति लाभो जीवेत यावता जीवस्य तत्त्व जिज्ञासा नार्थ यश्चेह कर्मभि कामस्य इंद्रिया senses
प्रीति
satisfaction
लाभा
gain
जीवेता
self preservation
यावता
so much so
जीवस्य
of the living being
तत्त्वा
absolute truth
जिज्ञासा
life's desires should never be aimed at gratifying the senses. One should desire to live only because human life enables one to inquire about the absolute truth. This should be the goal of all works.
Kamasya nendriya priti labha jiveta javata jivasya tatta jignyasa nartha jasriha karma vi. So, we are discussing dharma, artha, kam, moksha. So, we have already discussed the religiosity does not mean to gain, material gain. Generally, people take to religiosity for material gain. We have already discussed, just people go to the church, God give us our daily bread. Or even in temple, they go to ask something, material gain. But actually religiosity is not meant for that purpose. Religiosity meant for dharmasya apavargas, to enter into life of religiosity means to get out of the threefold miserable condition of life, apavarga. So then dharma artha, money also we want. Arthasya dharma ikantasya na kama labhaya smitaha. We want money, that's all right. But not for satisfaction of our lusty desires. Money has got its use. Just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, we get money also. But we are spending for spreading Krishna consciousness. Our need is very great. People will be surprised what we are expending per month. We have got more than 100 branches all over the world. And each branch, there is expenditure. In Los Angeles, we spend $20,000 per month. In New York, we spend $10,000 per month, or more than that. Similarly, on the average, we spend not less than $10,000 per each branch. But we have got calculation, we are spending $70,000 per month. So Indian exchange means 7 lakhs of rupees. So you need money, and you are getting money also. In Europe, in America, the process of getting money is not like here, that I go to any gentleman, give us some donation. That is not possible. You cannot enter even one's house without introduction. Then you are trespasser. If you enter anyone's house without permission, he can kill you. This is the law. And every door, there is signboard, beware of the dogs. So it is not possible to go and beg, sir, give us something. But fortunately, we have published books, about 20 books, 400 pages each. And we are going on publishing. By Krishna's grace, we are selling books daily 25,000 rupees. Therefore, you are able to spend 7 lakhs of rupees per month. So Krishna gives. My Guru Maharaj always used to speak that why should you go and flatter? You should speak plain truth without any flattering. Money will come. That was his conviction. And so it is experience. You have got very, very heavy expenditure. But all this money collected, they are not meant for Indriya Priti, not for sense gratification. That is the significance. If you want money for sense gratification, then according to our destiny, we shall get. Not more than that. Nobody can get more. That's what Bhagavad says, tasyaiva heta prajate takovita nalabhate jad bhramatam uparjat tallabhate dukha vadannata sukham kalena sarvatra gubhiranangasa. So far our sense gratification is concerned, we cannot get money more than what we are destined to get. Otherwise, why there are so many people born with silver spoon in their mouth and somebody is born poor and is not getting even two times food, working very hard day and night? So there is a destiny. Destiny we cannot improve, that is already settled up. But you can improve your Krishna consciousness. That chance is there. Therefore, Bhagavad said, tasyaiva heta prajati ita kovila. Those who are learned, those who are intelligent, they should devote the life for developing Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart, dormantly. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Kabhu Na Sravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karayud. Our love for Krishna is there already. But it is covered by the influence of the more material nature, it is covered. So this Krishna consciousness movement is nothing but discovering Krishna consciousness. It is already there. But we are giving chance to the people for hearing about Krishna. That's all. All these European, American boys and girls who have joined, they have simply been given the chance of hearing. Chita Dharpana Marjana. Actually, if the people are given chance to hear this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, then gradually the dirty things within his heart becomes clear and he can understand what is Krishna. This is the process. We do not ask anybody that you become Hindu or you become so and so. We simply ask, please come and chant with us. This is our program. I began my chanting in New York in a park, Tomkinson Square. Those were old students. Here is Ochyutananda, one of the old students. He first of all came and danced. He and Brahmananda. So, that is the beginning. He knows what was the beginning. I was sitting underneath the tree like this and no coal. It was some dugdugi. And I was playing on it from 2 to 5, 3 hours chanting. And these young boys and girls with their dogs, with their children, they began to dance. Yes, that was the beginning. Gradually they became students. Where is our Hayagriva Prabhu?
He's over here, sir.
And his professor, Howard Wheeler, he also met me on the street. And before that, he came to India to search out a guru, but he could not find out a guru. He returned back. Then, when I was going on a street, he found me and he began to join. In this way, we develop. First of all, in New York, then San Francisco, then Montreal. So now we have got more than 100 branches all over the world. So simply by this chanting, and we are known as Hare Krishna people. Wherever we go, people say, here are the Hare Krishna people. They respect because we follow strictly the four principles. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, and no meat eating. They respect. They become surprised how we can have heart. So, here it is stated, kamasya nendriya priti. So long we have this body, we have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to enjoy senses, and we have to defend. Ahara nidra bhaya maitho. These are bodily necessities of life and they are called kama. So kama is allowed. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, dharma aviruddha kamasmi, which is not against religious principle, that sort of kama is allowed. But not for sense gratification. You can marry, you can beget children, that's all right, but you cannot enjoy sex for enjoyment, for simply enjoyment. No, that is not allowed. You eat, you sleep, you have sex life, you defend. Nothing is forbidden in the Shastra. But you must know the aim of your life. The aim of your life is tattva jignasa. You should not forget that. Therefore, the Vedic system is so organized that people may satisfy the bodily necessities of life, at the same time he may progress in Krishna consciousness or understanding the Absolute Truth. That is Vedic system. Not one-sided. There is sufficient concession for our sense gratification, but we should not forget our real business of life, athāta brahma-jigyāsa. This brahma-jigyāsa is explained here as tattva-jigyāsa, the same thing. Jīvasya tattva-jigyāsa. This human life, athāta brahma-jigyāsa, means this human life is made for inquiring about the Absolute Truth. Just like Sanatana Goswami, he inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ke ami kano more jape tapotra? Who am I? This is also Brahma Jigyasa. Because I am part and parcel of Brahma, the Absolute Truth, so I must know myself. So that is the beginning of Brahma Jigyasa. Just like Bhagavad Gita begins, Krishna is teaching Arjuna that you are not this body, you are Brahma. Dehin asmin jatha dehi, kaumara jovanam jara. Asmin dehe, in this body, there is the proprietor of the body. So, that is the beginning of Brahma Jigyasa. Who am I? Kiyami. And without knowing myself, I cannot understand what is Krishna. If I, without knowing myself, I try to understand Krishna, then I shall misunderstand. Abhajananti manga murha manusim tonumas. I shall consider that he is also a man like me, maybe a better man or stronger man or richer man. That's all. Because they have no conception of the spiritual identity of self, therefore they misunderstand Krishna as ordinary man. So we cannot understand Brahma or God or Parabrahma, a super soul, without understanding the nature of myself. This is called tattva jignasa. So jīvasya tattva jignasa. We should work. Everyone is working, but they are working for sense gratification, especially in the Western countries. Not only Western countries, Eastern, everywhere. Their aim is how to satisfy or gratify the senses more and more. This is their aim. But that is not the aim of life. The aim of life, especially in the human form of life, we are coming to this human form of life through the evolutionary process, gradual evolutionary process of 8,400,000 species of life, and this is the opportunity to understand what I am, what is God, and what is our relationship with. If we miss this opportunity, then we are committing suicide. Again, we're going back in the cycle of birth and death, and we do not know when again we shall come to this form of human body. So we should not misuse this human form of body. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur sings, Hari Hari Bhale Janama Goy. Manushya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nam Hojiya Janiya Suniya Vishokhain. Knowingly, I am drinking poison. I have heard that this life is meant for understanding the absolute truth, but I am spoiling my life in the business of sense gratification. So therefore, I am drinking poison knowingly. Just like somebody takes poison knowingly, that I must die. But he wants to end. So that is not our aim of life. We should properly utilize the opportunity given by nature, given by God. That is required. So here is the opportunity. Krishna is there. Krishna is speaking. Not that Krishna is not present. Krishna is present by his words. Krishna is absolute. There is no difference between Krishna and his words. The Bhagavad Gita as it is, they are the words of Krishna. When you read Bhagavad Gita, you should know that you are talking with Krishna directly. Krishna Katha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advises, Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Upadesh, Krishna Katha. This should be spread all over the world. My Guru Maharaj used to say that I don't find any scarcity within this world except Krishna consciousness. Actually, that is the fact. There is no scarcity all over the world. In India, there may be scarcity, but outside India, still, there are so much vacant places, especially in Africa, in America, in Australia, in New Zealand, that 10 times of the population of the whole world can be fed still. There is so much potency of producing foods, food grains, milk and other things, profusely. In America, they throw away so many grains and vegetables daily. It is simply mismanagement. Otherwise, there is no question of scarcity or poverty. There is no question. It is simply propaganda. Because they cannot manage the foolish people, the present, the population has increased and the foodstuff is not properly supplied. Foodstuff is always sufficient, but when there are demands, the supply is restricted by nature. That we get information from Prithu Maharaj's history. When there was scarcity, Prithu Maharaj wanted to kill the earthly god or Prithi, but she replied that I have restricted supply on account of demons because they are not actually executing the purpose of life, Krishna consciousness, therefore I have restricted. So the more people become non-Krishna conscious, materially conscious, the more there will be restriction of foodstuff. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 12th canto, it is stated that the end of Kali Yuga, there will be no grain supply. Wheat, rice, and milk, and sugar will not be available. Now it is available still, because still people are little Krishna conscious, for them only. But gradually, the things will deteriorate so much so that almost all supplies will be stopped. So the fact is that we do not require to, endeavor for finding out food. The food is already there. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. We should sit down tightly, depending on Krishna. We have already explained that this Krishna consciousness movement is going on. We have got heavy expenditure, but Krishna is supplying. This is a fact. None of our boys and girls, they go to office or to factory, or they are in Los Angeles or neighborhood men, they're very envious. They say, how you maintain such huge establishment and you do not work? They cannot dream that without working one can eat. Yes. So here, the fact, jivasya tattva jignyasa nartha jastriha karmavi. It is not that you have to work very hard. That everywhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is the instruction. In one place in the fifth chapter of fifth canto, while Rishabhdev was instructing his boys, he also said, Nahang nayang deho deho bhajang niloke kastan kaman arhati birbhujangaji. This human form of body is not meant for working hard like the dogs and the hogs, for simply for sense gratification. It is meant for tapo divyam putra kajina suddhe. The human life is meant for tapasya, self-realization, tattva jigyasa. That is the basic principle of Vedic civilization. In the Vedic, in Mahabharata, we don't find there is any industrial development or trade development. No, nothing like that. Why Mahabharata? Even 200 years ago, before the British advent, there was no industry all over the India. And they were happy. So it is not that simply by increasing your fruitive activities, karmavi, you can become happy. No, that is not possible. If you simply restrict yourself for life, inquiring about the absolute truth, then you will be happy. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. That is the only business of the human form of life, and not working hard like asses and cows, saiva gokhara. These examples are there, and I was giving the example while coming. Who was there? That this one ass was going. So the ass, he can eat grass anywhere. There are so many grasses. But he's thinking that unless I work very hard, the washerman will not give me grass. You see? This is ass intelligence. Everything is there. Why ass? There are elephants. In Africa, there are millions of elephants. They're eating at one time at least 82 pounds. But they are supplied food. So there is no question of. This is all political propaganda. There is no food, there is increase of population. Nothing. Everything Krishna can provide. Eko bhunam vidudhati kama nitya nityanang chetanas chetanana. The Supreme Lord is the supreme, nitya, eternal. And we are all dependent upon Him. Nitya nityana chetana chetanana. And that one singular number of nitya, Krishna, bohunam vidudhati kama. So Krishna has provided everyone's food. There is no necessity of becoming anxious. Where is food? Every arrangement is there. Our only business is how to develop Krishna consciousness, how to know Krishna. And if you simply know Krishna, janma karma me divyam jujanati tattva. Simply In truth, if we try to understand Krishna, our all problems are solved. Especially this problem, this repetition of birth and death, this is solved. Takta deham punarjanma naiti. And that is the main problem. So our request is that everyone may take to Krishna consciousness movement without any hesitation. This is authorized movement and approved movement, and people are accepting all over the world. Unfortunately, in India they are lacking. I must admit that as the younger generation from other countries, they are enthusiastically joining. Our Indian youths are not joining in that way. But we require so many preachers, so many young men to preach all over the world the sublime movement, Krishna consciousness. People are accepting. Even in Africa, who are supposed to be uncivilized, they are also accepting everywhere. There is no impediment. Ahoitukya pratihata. People are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. You will be surprised to know that I was going from London to Nairobi, Africa, and our plane stopped for 45 minutes in Athens. And as soon as we dropped down, some young men there in Athens, Greece, they immediately began to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So the Hare Krishna movement is, our Krishna consciousness movement is now well spread all over the world. The framework is there. So anyone can go and preach this Krishna consciousness movement very easily, and people will take it. Recently I am coming from Manila, Philippines. They are also, they are dog eaters. But still they took part in Krishna consciousness movement, chanted, and we are very much encouraged. In the last meeting, we held our meeting in the hotel, a big hall, a very nice hall, and all young men came and they chanted and danced with us, purchased our books, and here are the organizer is Sudama Vipra Goswami Maharaj, is present here. He has gone there only 6 months, and within 6 months he has organized so nicely that wherever we go, the young generation especially, they chant Hare Krishna. So the purpose is that this Hare Krishna movement has got great potency everywhere, all over the world. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithivite Achijato Nagaradigya. He did not say in vain. There was meaning. Simply, we have to take the opportunity, the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and try our best. The people will be happy and we shall be happy. That is the meaning of Jivasya Tattva Jignyasa Nath Jasthiha Karmavi. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.